Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems and another fast 5 minutes of history. And this week you've got me, Greg. And I want to talk to you this week about something that I talk about every single day, or most days, or certainly a lot of days. And I kind of talk about it often enough now that I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've got a little bit blasé about it. I've kind of forgotten slightly the meaning of my words, and I was given a bit of a shake-up today by someone I was speaking to. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't I stop talking in riddles and start at the very beginning? As many of you listening know, part of my job alongside the escapology and the filmmaking, the general silliness, is that I work down in the Isle of Wight as a fossil guide. I go down and I lead groups of school groups and family groups and all sorts of people along our beach where you can find dinosaur bones. And I was down there today leading a trip, and yes, I did find dinosaur bone. But there's a point in my trip where I stop people at the bottom of the cliff. And I stop people at the bottom of the cliff, and we've got a lovely situation down at the beach on the Isle of Wight, where you look at the cliff, you can very, very clearly see the strata, that is, the layers of the cliff. And I was pointing these out, as I always do, pointing out, you know, sort of whereabouts modern history really comes into things, whereabouts you can see a line that marks the last ice age, taking it down to where you can see a line that marks a major flood on the island, and taking it right down to the level of purple clay, which is really the base level on that beach, and that is a level that the dinosaurs were walking on. And, like I say, I do this every time I go out and do one of these trips. Certainly several times a month, you know, over certain seasons of the year, it'll be daily. And the person I was with today kind of stopped and they asked me a little bit more about it, about the levels. And then they kind of said, that's incredible. The evolution from that bottom layer there, and we're talking about a period of about 120 odd million years, 130 odd million years, something like that. The evolution in that layer, where we move from dinosaurs to today, is just incredible. Even that little leap from dinosaurs to mankind is just, to me, incredible. And he kind of brought this up to me, and I thought, yeah, it is. And I talk about this every day, and I stand here and I point in this cliff and I say, that's that, that's that, that's that. And I'm not sure I ever really give it the credit it's due. And when you think about the evolution, when you think about these millions and millions of years, and then you think about what me and Jem are talking about on this podcast. And recently we've recorded an episode of the podcast and we started talking about the separation of Europe from Britain, that'll be coming out in a future week. And we were talking about sort of 10,000 years ago. And I think realistically speaking, when we're talking history on our history podcast, that's about as far back as me and Jem ever go. Because once you go beyond that, you do get into a world of prehistory. It's an entirely different thing. And yet, it is incredible to think how recent everything we're talking about is in that grand scheme of things. And of course, it's very difficult to look at that grand scheme of things because we're really basing things on a human lifetime, on generations, on how things change in our lifetime. You know, you very quickly go back through generations and you'll very, very quickly go back a few generations and you can find yourself in the Victorians or even further back in the Tudors. And you don't have to go back that many lifetimes to get there. And yet, it seems so long because when we think about the way the world has changed simply inside of our lifetime. And we're walking back along the beach and the gentleman asked me one final question, which I found really interesting. He said, so has anyone done a prediction of where evolution will be going next? Do we know where we're going to be in thousands of years' time? And I said, well, yes, they have. You go back to A Time Machine by H.G. Wells. Really, the final places they visited in that, there's various places he visits in the future, but taking it to the Eloi and the Morlocks. And that is one idea of where evolution he thought was going in the late Victorian period. And you hear people talking about projecting future evolution now, and we're talking about, you know, are we going to be cybernetic? Are we going to be But even if we're talking about a change that's splitting the human race in two, or we're talking about humans becoming cybernetic organisms, about a moulding of organism and machine, I think we're still only talking small term. To try and imagine what the world is going to be like, or what the life forms that are living on this world are going to be like in 65 million years from today, that is practically impossible. And in some ways it makes you feel incredibly small, incredibly humble. In other ways, it's incredible that we get to experience this moment where we have this knowledge of the past, and we have the luxury, many of us have the luxury of time to listen to a podcast, to record a podcast, and think about the future. Now, that's my little ramblings from this Fast Five, which has actually run to about a Fast Five and a Half. So I will very quickly say, longer podcast on Tuesday. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye, and take care.